We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of America, where people fly in from all over the globe to see us for their health needs. And don't forget that at the end of every show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, and that's your chance to win a free book. So write down the number, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. All right, this is going to be a fun show because we're talking about why whining, that's right, whining and complaining will make you old, fat, and miserable. And I love this topic. It's not just going to be a daddy downer show. We're going to have a good time with this. But we're also going to have on with us our favorite Beverly Hills psychotherapist, Dr. Fran Walfish, coming back on the show. She's great. You know, she really gets around. I cannot believe all the different news stations that have her on and all the parenting magazines she writes for. I mean, she's great. I'm so glad that she likes coming on our show.
Well, she makes you feel warm and fuzzy. She's so empathic to your emotions.
Yeah, that's something I'm not really good at. But so, all right. So in the medical realm of this, let's talk for a minute. When we say that being whiny and complaining, that makes you old and fat and miserable. So let's take old first. So let's talk about how it makes you old.
Well, I mean, from a cellular standpoint, I mean, it stresses the immune system. I mean, when you smile and laughter, that improves the immune system. So when that immune system is not functioning, you're more prone to diseases, infections, cancers, you know, you name it. So in that way, in that sense, it can accelerate the aging process. But it must not, you know, this is my observation. You ever notice those aren't the ones who, you know, I say die. They hang around for a long time.
Make everybody else miserable.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, what's fair about that, you know?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the smiling and laughing, because when you see people that have never smiled and they always have frowns, eventually they look like they have a perfect frown on their face when they're old. You know, they get those like frown lines and they look like a Sharpay.
It's called gravity.
Yeah. I know, but there are old people that don't get that. The like happy, smiley people.
It's called plastic surgery.
Oh, whatever. All right, look at Lucille. 101. She has a beautiful face, not a frown line on. Of course, she does use the Lifeline stem cell cream, which is, you know,
she's
helps also, her skin.
She's also generous with the cosmetic application.
I don't. You cannot cover up frown lines with makeup. Is it really? Seriously?
I don't know. After 100 years, she may have figured out how.
We're here at the Staying Young Show.
Okay, so let's see. Fat. Let's talk about how it makes you fat.
Well, same way. I mean, you get comfort foods. So if you're grumpy and got the bad mood, you're going to seek out comfort foods, which are going to be the high-carb foods, which are not healthy for you. You know, you're not going to be out there being physically active. And we see a positive of that when we get people feeling better, and they naturally increase their activity levels. I don't mean just going to the gym, but it's the, you know, let's go to the mall and go walk more just activity. They're just not as sedentary. They don't want to stay put. They want to be going and doing things.
Yeah, I mean, I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
And you get invited to things, too.
Oh, that's true. All right, it's time for Doc Shock of the Day. This is when we find something in the news that is interesting or shocking. I thought this was great. So there's 2 million people worldwide, basically, that suffer from bipolar disorder. And we're talking about, you know, being whiny and grumpy. And bipolar disorders, they're up and they're down. You know, they
I'm
have
sorry,
their highs and their lows.
Did you say 2 million or 200?
200 million. Did I say 2 million?
Yeah.
200 million. Yeah, there's a lot. Until recently, we really didn't know what was going on. We know what happens, but we didn't know the origins of it. And some meds work on some people and some don't, and then there's hereditary factors. But there's some research going on out of the University of Michigan. This is great, and that's a great place, let me tell you. But they're using skin biopsies to harvest stem cells that off of people with bipolar disorder, then manipulating those stem cells into neurons, and those are the cells that are found in the brain. And so basically they're developing bipolar stem cell neurons. And then they're actually able to look at how those react to different medications. They're able to do research on it. They're able to compare that to stem neurons of non-bipolar people. I mean, this opens up a whole new world.
Well, what it does is, you know, in the past, you just had to study the medications and how they affected clinical outcomes. Now you can look at how they're affecting cellular outcomes. And in what makes this exciting is most people won't volunteer for a brain biopsy to let
I wonder
you,
why.
Yeah. And so you didn't have these until, I mean, really the only studies you could do would be postmortem. And so like even Alzheimer's, a lot of times the only way to make that definitive diagnosis is at postmortem. So this could even open up research into looking at patients with Alzheimer's as to what's gone wrong in their cells before you have to wait postmortal changes.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Well, and that music means it's time for the Immortal Minute. So I had a patient come in, and he's already booked his flight on the Virgin Space Shuttle. Right?
Cool.
And so, you know, his question to me was, he goes, I have to get an FAA physical to be approved to stay on the wait list to go on this thing. And so got to thinking and see if the theory of relativity would actually slow down his aging process. What do you think?
Yeah, but it's going to be like a picosecond. It's not
right.
Going to
seven,
be much.
7/100ths of a second for every day that he's up in space.
How many days
traveling
is he
up there? I don't know how long it is, but the point is that if we accelerate up fast enough, we could actually slow the aging process down through space travel.
That's right.
So, Richard Branson should like thank us. I think we just gave a great commercial for
it. It's already booked. He doesn't need us to help him out. So there's other ways to slow down the aging process, but space travel is probably not going to be it for most of us, so you've got to go back to the basics that you can do right down here on Earth.
Yeah, there you go, including that stem cell cream. I mean, we were talking about stem cells, and I have to give a shout-out for this because I get asked all the time about my skin. And so and people write in, just as a reminder to our listeners, it's the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. You can call us at 1-800-910-3932 to order it, or you can go online at stayyoungskin.com. That's where you can get that. Great stuff. Hey, each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. Go on iTunes, download old shows, or tell everybody else about it so they can listen. We got to go to a break, but when we come back, our favorite Beverly Hills psychotherapist, Dr. Fran Walfish, and tips on how you and your spouse can lose that bad attitude. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America, where patients fly in to see us from all over the globe. And don't forget, later this hour, we're going to do the Dementia Defender Trivia Question of the Day. And if you get it right, we'll send you a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So write down this number, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. So we're so excited to have back on with us Dr. Fran Wallfish. She's Hollywood's favorite psychotherapist, and quite frankly, I think she's mine too. Oh. I'm so glad you're back on with us. You're so much fun.
Oh, Judy, thank you so much. It's really my pleasure.
Now, Fran, I know we're talking about whining today, and you know, Judy's always whining to me about me doing work around the house. Would you tell her to stop this whining, please?
I don't think that counts.
Judy, knock it off.
Hey, who's sat you on, Fran?
I'm on everyone's side.
On everyone's side. You just love everybody. Can't we all just get along?
Right.
That is so funny. Okay, so, you know, this whole notion that whining is going to make you fat, old, and miserable, well, we know all of those are true, but what do you think is the first step to getting rid of the whining? What, you know, especially if you're the one whining.
Well, first, I think it's really very important for people to delineate the difference between whining as a regular profession, meaning there are people who really do whine all the time, even when things are great. And there are people who have a right to complain and whine if, for example, let's say financially, they depend on a certain income and their job is cut away, and suddenly they don't have the money to pay rent, buy food, pay gas, electricity, and they have other people they support. That's scary.
Right.
And sometimes the circumstances are angering, maybe unfair. So situationally, some people have a right to whine, but I think what you are talking about are those people and we all know them, who chronically whine. And by the way, I just did, I helped some friends of mine at CBS News. I'm one of the local CBS 2 news experts on camera, and they did a piece called Emotional Vampires.
Oh, that's a brilliant title.
I think that's exactly what they were talking about, the whiners.
They suck the life right out of you.
Exactly. And all of us know them. Some of them are in our families. Some of them are at work. Some are personal friends. So the first key for the person who's whining is to take that painful, honest look within and truly have that, you know, come to Jesus and really understand, am I one of those people? They have to own up to it. The key to resolving a relationship after infidelity is accountability. And the key to this, to whining, is accountability. People have to know who they are and own up to it.
So you think that marriages end because of whiners? I mean, even if somebody's really faithful, if they're just whining all the time, I think that could end a marriage.
Do you? You know, that's a really interesting question. I don't think it is the reason that marriages end. I really don't.
Maybe it's an underlying thing. It's like the symptom of the bigger problem.
Let's say it is a symptom, because what it is it can be the precursor. Let's say, for instance, and it usually is the female who does more whining, 'cause men tend to communicate less than women do.
No.
Well, it's not always true, but in general, men tend to talk less about their feelings than women do.
And you know what else, Fan? When we men do talk about our feelings, we're just simply ignored. It's very sad.
See, he's whining right now. This is just ridiculous.
It's a conditioned response.
But I was going to say that the whining is the precursor to tuning out. So please forgive me. I apologize. I forgot your husband's first name.
Walter.
Walter?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's right on that women will tune out and start to ignore, or the men will. People don't want to hear whining over and over and over. After a little while, and I'll say a short time, the same old broken record of the same song gets old. And people don't want to hear it, especially when it's negative. And usually it is.
All right, this happened with my daughter last night. Now, this is what I think you're talking about whining about stuff that doesn't matter. And I really gave her a hard time. So she calls me from college. We've got four kids in college right now. And she calls me and she says, I can never get on Netflix. You know, the other two siblings are always on it. I go to school, I go to work, I come home. All I want to do is watch my favorite show, and I can't get on because all they do is sit on Netflix. And seriously, I said, let me tell you what you sound like right now. So I said it all back to her, and I said, if that's the biggest problem you had today, honey, you're doing great.
Let me ask, I may have missed it. Do you have a rule she can't go on Netflix? Or?
No.
It's only one person can be on it at a time.
Yeah,
two.
We're set for two people at a time. So if two of the other kids are already on it, then a third person can't get on it.
Oh, I see. So,
and since we have four kids in college, it's a battle, right? Getting logged in.
She doesn't get a turn.
Right.
And so here's the best way to respond to her. If you want to teach kids or grown-ups of any age how to expand on their delayed gratification, you respond with empathy. So you have to feel truly empathic and say, you know what? It's hard to wait. when you want something.
You know, that's totally not me. I'm like, get over it.
You say, get over it. And can I say, oh, please forgive me, Judy, that get over it, that will just inflame her and make her feel, well, okay, my mom doesn't get me.
Oh, she laughed and she said, I guess you're right.
Fran, can Judy set up some private telephone consultations with you? I think this might be a brilliant idea.
Are you trying to make me nicer?
Oh.
Hey, for our listeners that are just tuning in, we're talking with Fran Wallfish here on the Staying Young Show. And today's topic is whining will make you old, fat, and miserable. And don't go away because at the end of the show, we have the riddle, the dementia defender, and your chance to win a free book. You're going to need this number, 1-800-910-3932. So 1-800-910-3932. And we have not heard Dr. Anderson's take on this whole whining topic. He's quiet over there. So what do you say?
Well,
it cannot be directed towards me.
I have to direct it somewhere else. Yes, the whining is a male. When you hear especially the females whining with it, it gets a little cumbersome and can be irritating. And I think there's a difference in attitude. That's mine is, you know, I'm the one that goes to bed at night. Stuff didn't get done. I'm not worried about it. I could die in my sleep, and it won't matter whether it got done.
Man, I bet we all need an appointment with you, Fran.
Yeah, I mean, it's don't sweat the small stuff, you know. If you can do something about it, do something about it. If you can't, you know, let it go.
I agree with Dr. Anderson.
What are you talking about? You are so opposite that. That is hysterical.
You know, can I jump in?
Yes, please.
I love that attitude. And it may be a difference between men and women, but I think it's also a difference between some men and some men.
Uh-huh.
And I love the relax, don't sweat the small stuff attitude. I really think it's truly healthier, but I do treat many men who sadly are wound really tight and feel very differently. They do sweat it.
No, I don't disagree. There's men who whine, but I mean, you know, they're quickly excluded from my circle of friends.
I hate to say
it's like,
it.
Why don't you go hang out with the chicks?
No,
know?
He says, here, have a beer.
Yeah.
Many of them are lawyers.
This is true. Hey, we got to go to a short break. Stay tuned because coming up, simple steps to improve the attitude of your whole household. And later this hour, Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win that free book, that number, 1-800-910-3932. The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to stayyoungvitamins.com. That's stayyoungvitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. And if you haven't gone to stayyoungamerica.com, be sure to go there, stayyoungamerica.com. And write down the phone number, 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day because that's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. Today's topic, why whining will make you old, fat, and miserable. And
so, Fran, I wanted to ask you, do you think whiners have, in general, poor self-esteem, so that's why they're always whining and complaining to place blame on others so they feel better about themselves?
Yes, I think they have lower self-esteem, and I also think they have a piece of dependency in their personality structures.
Okay, yes. So what does that mean? To our listeners, what was that piece of dependency in their structure? What is that?
What that means is they look on the outside to other people to find solutions to their problems rather than looking within to find the answers.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that do that.
We're all sitting there contemplating. We're like running names. So it's like, yeah, him, her, yep. Damn, she's right. There's a lot of those people around out there.
And they're in our family.
Yes, they are.
This thing about all my patients, how many phone calls I'm getting from people that are like that. It's all the problem. Your problem is you don't eat right exercise. I can't fix that.
Don't tell me you have a chronic cough and pick up a cigarette.
Oh. You know?
Right.
Okay, so let's take the average American home where you got the mixed family and you got some whiners, you got some complainers, which I say that kind of spreads like cancer, because if you have somebody in the family who's always complaining, always the blame game, it's never my fault, it's everybody else's fault, and they don't take any personal responsibility for their own actions, how do you create a home that is positive and that everyone feels comfortable? Because somebody like that can just bring everybody down.
Exterminate the whiners.
Well, that is...
That's Judy's attitude.
I love that attitude. We actually have a sign in our kitchen.
She's going to say empathize with them.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No.
Come on.
Here's what I am going to say. When you are listening, yes, empathize, and you need to define your boundaries for yourself. In other words, you have to decide how much is reasonable to offer in support and to listen to. And when you reach the point where you've had it and it's enough, I think it's perfectly fine to say, well, now you've told me enough times and I've listened. You've heard my ideas. I don't have any more ideas to offer you. And so we need to put a bookmark here. And that's key number one, step number one. But the other thing I think for all of us to do is understand that we are all flawed human beings. Nobody is perfect. Every one of us has blemishes. And I think the common denominator is all of us want to be loved. We want to be seen, validated, and accepted, flaws and all. So we have to work on accepting everyone, even if they are a whiner, but you do not have to tolerate listening to making the house toxic. So you can say, okay, I've listened to that, I've heard that, and now it's going to be up to you to deal however you decide. We need to stop talking about that now.
Or go talk to your mother.
Go tell somebody else. All right, so I bought this sign once. We had this daughter who was just really unruly, and I had had enough, and I found this very beautiful decorative sign for the kitchen. It said, be nice or get out. So is that not really the best approach?
Well, it's a little harsh.
Really?
Just a little bit.
It had an arrow on it, too, pointing toward the door.
But here is what you can do, which is the same idea. What you can do is say, you know what? We want to keep the house, the entire house, a positive energy place. So if you need to keep talking about that down kind of energy issue, you can do that in your room. Give the person a physical place. That's setting a boundary.
Go talk to yourself in the corner, right?
Right. So my cave is justified.
Write about it in your journal.
You just justified my cave, right?
His man cave.
My man cave.
Nobody understands me.
I'm going to the cave.
You guys, if you didn't have humor, I'd say you need a referral.
Fran, they both need referrals, okay?
Oh, see, he's going to be the one that says it's everybody else.
You know what you've been very clear on, Fran, is that with whiners, you need to set boundaries, but you need to be empathic,
right?
Versus, you know, stop whining or go to the homeless shelter, get out, you know, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, okay, I never said I'm going to kill you.
So, you know,
on that list.
Right.
I really think both of these need serious psychotherapy with you.
You know, by the way, sometimes psychotherapy does not help a whiner. Sometimes, because what it does, it just reinforces the blab, blab, blab. Mm-hmm. Talk, talk, talk. And some therapists don't aren't very talented at confronting the issues.
Yeah, because they get more money, right?
I was going to say, it's good for business.
Right.
I'll see you next week.
That semi-healthy one's only worth two visits, but the whiner's worth a lifetime.
Keep the customers coming. Yeah.
You know, this reminds me of Woody Allen, the classic whiner in all his movies. And in real life, he's been in psychotherapy now for, what, 50 years, I believe?
At least.
He's at made least. A living out of whining.
Right.
All right. So what about this spouse? I mean, this happens a lot, especially as people get older. I mean, we hear this a lot out of patients. So on a serious note, what if you have a complainer? And we know, you know, we talked about earlier in the show what this can do health-wise to you if you're the complainer, but also if you're living in a negative environment. So what would you suggest if you have a spouse who just is negative? You know, they're anti-government, they're anti-establishment, they're anti-everything. You know, how can you help, how can they help their spouse without just going, you know, shut up?
I think you have to have come a certain point, meaning where you know you've given your spouse all the support you can and it doesn't stop. I think you have to have a straight talk, sit down conversation and say, sweetie, I gotta tell you, I love you, love you, love you, but this is not working for me.
And come to Jesus, right?
Yeah. And when there are two people, it has to work for both partners.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's true that in a healthy relationship, periodically one person's down and one person has to give, but then they come up. And if they don't ever come up, you can't just constantly be holding your partner up. So you need to be honest and say, it's not working for me. We have to figure this out. Maybe the person... maybe you decide that person isn't going to have traditional therapy, but what is effective is cognitive behavioral therapy, which is short-term and very specifically focused and can be effective if you have a willing participant.
So how do you make them willing?
Well, no, it just doesn't change the mindset, right? It doesn't change the mindset. So behavioral cognitive therapy you're talking about, it just changes the behavior.
Right.
That they agree not to do some behavior.
I still think that way, but I'm not going to tell you, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Yes, and sometimes coupled with a little medication because... oftentimes, there's a lot of anxiety driving the gasoline that drives this behavior. So sometimes the combination can be very helpful that, you know, can be evaluated by a really very good, experienced psychiatrist.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there has to be balance in a relationship. It cannot always be one person give.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So for our listeners, where can they learn, where do you want them to go on the web for you?
For me, www.drfranwalfish.com. It's spelled D-R, no period, F-R-A-N-W-A-L-F-I-S-H.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. I am so happy to have you back on. For our listeners, don't go away. The riddle of the day is coming up, and your chance to win a free book. That number, 1-800-910-3932. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-5 877-513-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a Band-Aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com. The Stay Young vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. You can visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com. And don't forget, you can download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show, or you can follow the links on our website. But there are so many old shows there, and you can download them. We get tons of downloads from all over the globe, and we're so excited, all the places that people are downloading the show from. And I want to give a shout out to the soldiers. We're so happy to bring you a taste of home and hopefully make you laugh every once in a while. We're glad you're listening. And of course, to our Dementia Defender winners last week, we had lots of them, and I think it was great. Sometimes
they're getting smarter.
They're getting smarter.
Is Dementia Defender starting to slip?
I'm not sure which.
Well,
it is.
One of our recent riddles was: you walk in a room with three monkeys. One monkey has a banana. One has a stick. One has nothing. What is the smartest primate in the room?
Of course, this is a past one.
It's a past one. Of course, the answer is the human. And as Dementia Defender told me, he was delighted to see there were a lot of wrong answers.
Well, but I love talking to the people when they call in. It's a lot of fun. And I got to give a shout out to one of our listeners she's been listening a long time. She loves the show. She said, I always know I'm going to get it right. And I finally got the number down and she got it right. So, Kay Betts, we just want to say we're glad you're listening and we're happy that you got a book. And for all of you, make sure you have that number handy, 1-800-910-3932, because you're going to need that number when we do this week's Dementia Defender, which is coming up. If you get it right, we're going to send you out a free book. No strings attached, literally. We're going to send you out a free book. You just get it because we like our listeners, and we like them when they get it right. So, but hey, Fran was fun. I really liked this show on whining, and I know you guys picked on me, and I don't really understand why.
I didn't direct anything specifically towards you. I don't know why you would pick it that way.
I mean, we all know you're totally empathic with people that bug you.
I have so much empathy. It's like beyond, don't you think? And patience and...
You know, it goes along with your hard ass. I mean, it's great.
I don't think you're allowed to say that on the radio.
Of course you can. It's a real word in the English language.
Well, I mean, I do think, and of course Fran's gone, so now I can have an opinion without her telling me it's wrong, but I do think that you gotta nip some of this in the bud. I mean, even like that example I gave with Brittany whining about Netflix, when I said it back to her, she kind of laughed and goes, yeah, you're right. You know.
As President Reagan would say, there you go again.
But okay, one day you were wine. But listen,
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Would you stop? One day you were in and you were complaining about the schedule and you're complaining, you're like, this is a catastrophe! And I laughed and I said, no, a tsunami is a catastrophe. Finding out you have cancer today, that's a catastrophe. But a screw up in the schedule, that's not a catastrophe.
I wasn't whining about it.
You're just acknowledging the fact.
That's right. I was just discussing the facts.
See how this is? See? This is men. I was just discussing the facts.
We men don't whine in general. Right, Mark?
You just lie.
No, I agree with her when she was talking about, I mean, there's men who whine too, but I think they end up associating with each other and they're not around me. I don't want to put up with a whiner, you know?
Life's too short.
But I will try the empathy approach next time with them. And then you do a little bit of that. So I understand that, but, you know, maybe you should think about that not being the biggest thing in the world right now.
Now, I understand the empathy was not agreeing with them whining. You know, now there's their whining and you say, yes, I know. No, it's not that. It's like France said, you know, she said, I understand it's difficult when you're, for example, having to wait a long time, just to use a silly example. So you have to be empathetic with the right emotion, not just go on, yes, yes, yes.
But see, if I said something like that, somebody would look at me like I have two heads. Because if I said, you're right, that's terrible. Well, I mean, they would look at me like, you're totally making fun of me.
Well, then you would say, no, I'm being serious.
Yeah, I don't know how long I carry that one out. So, okay, well, let's talk a second about, and this is true, I mean, back to health. There are research studies that prove that having a good attitude when you're faced with something like illness, and not whining about it, but having a good attitude, actually helps the recovery rate. So let's take this from a medical standpoint.
Well, that's true, and it's been going on for years now, but a lot of the cancer treatment facilities and stuff, they have the support group. So, I mean, they provide some of the emotional support. They've used, psychologists and psychiatrists as part of that. And the centers that incorporated those programs early on showed better outcomes with their patients than those who didn't have it. And so most have adopted some form of that now. So the data's there, it's in place, and encourage patients a lot of times if they're at a facility that may not have a group specific to that facility, that they can find a group and get involved in a support group.
And we all know that laughter and having a good attitude boosts your immune system. If you boost your immune system, you're able to fight infection and even cancer better. So it's true. If you're whining and you're blue and you're sad,
gloomy,
you're not going to be as good as if you're happy.
They did some studies on heart attack and stroke victims, too. And really, I think for stroke victims, it probably is the hardest because a lot of times they're faced with a, you know, debilitating problem afterwards. They can't walk right, they can't talk right, and that's where a lot of times that bad attitude will set in, and it's hard to be positive when you've gone through something like that. But the people that have remained positive and have a positive reinforcement at home, again, their recovery rates are better.
Well, and I always like it, you know, people say, I had a gentleman this morning, and he was being honest with his question. He says, you know, what about my risk for pancreatic cancer or liver cancer? I've had a few people recently diagnosed with those. And I said, and he's a pretty level-headed guy, an engineer by training. And I said, well, the good news is the odds of you getting one of those when you know somebody else who's had it are about one in a gazillion. So, you know, be happy it was them and not you. And he's like, yeah, that's about right.
That's so mean.
Why? I mean, you can get caught up in you know, I tell him in the day now where information is so readily available, you hear about everybody's illness. I mean,
right.
Even if it's a friend
yeah.
of a
social
friend of
media,
a friend, the
yeah.
church is posting up who's hospitalized, and it looks like people are falling like flies. I mean, you know.
But they always were.
They always were. You just didn't hear about it. So, you know, even some of the, you have to combat some of the negativity that comes through just from those type messages and the social media of people posting stuff up, look what I did and pictures of their trip, and you feel like, hell, I've been just sitting at home and I don't, you know, I haven't gotten a trip, and can I get you down? So we've got other elements we have to battle these days that you didn't have 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that whole social media, you're right, in the comparison, it's like being in high school.
Nobody looks like their profile picture, by the way.
I know. What is that? That's called Photoshop. Yeah, I mean, that is true. And I have a rule, actually, with the kids. You can't post any picture of me or of Dad without us, like, approving it. And they don't always follow it.
That music means that Dementia Defender time is here. Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape, with his double D. Bobbleheads will be sold soon. Here is this week's riddle. Jim, our producer, has been taken prisoner by terrorists. They tell him, Jim, if you tell a lie, we will hang you. If you tell the truth, we will shoot you. Jim comes up with something that saves himself. He says something to the terrorists that saves himself. What did Jim say? Remember, he was told, if you tell a lie, you'll be hung. If you tell the truth, you'll be shot. What did he say to save himself? Send in your answers.
All right, there you go. Go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can send your answers in that way, or you can call us 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. You get a free book if you get it right. That's right, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you don't know the answer, you still can just go buy a book. So you can get Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Or you could buy one of our other books, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. You can order those at your local bookstore, or you can go on Amazon and order those online. Those books are so vital. I love the feedback that we get from people that read them, that take that information and apply it to their lives. I mean, we talk about everything. In the Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, it's just that. It's a journal. You can actually log your health stuff. I mean, it's fantastic. And then in Age to Perfection, we get into hormones and all kinds of other great information. But that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. And go to the website, stayyoungamerica.com, and join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use.
We are young today. And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.